Hello and welcome to another episode of The Clutter-Free Life. My name is Dotun. This is a continuation of the last episode where we talked about being overwhelmed. I mentioned that I was going to give some personal evaluation questions to basically help us know where we are at. Let's ask the important questions that most people might not actually be paying attention to, but they're like quiet questions that actually determines the direction of our lives largely. So to answer these questions, answers will definitely vary. There is no standard answer. It's okay for your answer to be different from mine, but you will actually just appraise yourself and, you know, just ask those questions that have been salient and might be the reason why you're overwhelmed or you're actually living with so much stuff that you do not need. Okay, the first thing will be, what does freedom mean to you right now? I wish you were in a space where you're actually just relaxed, your feet is stretched out, your back is rested, your eyes are closed, and you're so calm, and you can actually journal as these answers come to you. Because at the end of the day, no one is going to build the kind of life you want. It's in your hands. So I'm hoping that I can help you answer some important questions today. Again, what does freedom mean to you? What does it mean to be free? That's the first one. Second one, why are you working so hard? I think this question is for my Lagos people, or yeah, Nigerians largely, because we're hard-working people. But there has to be a reason why you wake up every day and you keep the grind going, you keep the hustle going. Have you ever sat down to ask yourself, why am I working so hard? You know, for much older people, when they, you know, go to the office or maybe go to their paid job, day job, and they can actually come back, maybe bring stuff to do for the children, buy stuff, afford stuff, you know, it gives them this sense of confidence and pride, and it represents so much hard work. But if you actually find, if you pay attention, you find that half of these people, that's our parents, yeah, half of these people actually spend their earnings on themselves. Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad thing for you to provide and look out for other people, but how about you? Time is life, you know. Why are you working so hard? Our parents really, really worked hard to ensure we had everything. Education, good holiday, the latest stuff in town. But at the expense of what? So I'm asking you, what are you giving to work so hard? What are you sacrificing to work so hard? Are you right now, basically, as parents especially, trading your presence for presence? Yeah, I can't be there because I have to travel. I have this business meeting. I have this trip. When I'm back, I'll get you something. And, you know, the cycle keeps going. And you're not there, but you're coming back with stuff. 20 years down the line, do you think these children will actually remember all these things? You need to actually ask yourself this question. Questions, yeah. The third one would be, what have you sacrificed to get to where you are now? Have you sacrificed time with family, eating healthy and stuff? I hear a lot of people say, oh, I'm so tired, but I can't rest. My question is, why? Why? Do you know everything can actually come to a halt right now? I know we're in a society where, you know, everything is God forbid, you don't want to talk about death, but these things are actually very inevitable. We are all going to die someday. Yeah, so what's the quality of your life right now? What sacrifices are you making? At the expense of work? At the expense of what have you woken up this morning to get some things done? It's okay to be hardworking, but, you know, when we can actually truthfully answer these questions, we'll work differently and our lives will be more meaningful. The first one will be, look around your space, your home. What makes you feel overwhelmed? Is it the stuff that you've spent your years, you know, working hard for that's in turn giving you this mental stress? I was at a phase in my life where I didn't want to come home. If I was back home, I'm okay going to the kitchen, to the living room, but I didn't want to go into my closet because it was filled with so much stuff. I only have I don't have more than 2 feet, but I had shoes littered all over the place. Yeah, nicely organized, color coordinated. But I was done. I was done. As in, it didn't bring me so much happiness anymore. I had clothes that I had outgrown, nicely packed in there. Why? So the first question when I asked, what does freedom mean to you? At that point in my life, freedom was living with less. And I'm so happy that I took that step to let stuff go. As in, I had months and months of giving out stuff and it just wasn't still done. But I'm glad I'm here today, to be honest. So are you feeling overwhelmed in your own space? If yes, is it worth it? How can you make stuff better? What liabilities have you piled up? Yeah, you know, I didn't say assets. Some people actually buy jewelry and expensive bags because, okay, their resale value is, you know, worth it and they can make their money back. But are you stacking up and piling up liabilities? Can you do without them? I'm sure you can do without them. The sixth question will be, what are you planning to buy next? It's okay. We're all going to always buy stuff. Money has to be spent. But can you at least categorize them into sections and ask yourself why? I have a huge problem with impulse purchase, like where your mind just tells you, oh, I've seen the stuff and I need it right now, and your brain and your, you know, the brain juices begin to flow in all directions and you don't feel settled until you buy stuff. Number seven will be, do you have items in your space you've not seen or used in 3 months? The question is, why are you storing them up? There's this rule, use it or lose it. If it's not in use, why don't you just let it go? You can donate. I'm sure the quality of life you have right now, no matter what level, is still better than some other people. Why don't you just put a smile on people's faces? Let things go. Donate or you can sell off. If you go on www.cluttersorter.com, you can actually list these items and let them go for less. Number eight is a critical question. What happens to all the stuff you have if you need to change location due to a new job? You find a lot of people relocating these days and, yeah, greener pastures. The mental juice that goes into deciding to let stuff go, and you start remembering how much you bought the stuff, and maybe you only have a few days left, and you end up giving those things out. Or even just handing them over to people who don't see value in them or might not even put them to good use. At the end of the day, was it worth buying all that stuff? Lastly would be, have you ever felt regret from anything you've given away? That stuff you were not using. Have you ever given away stuff you were not using and regretted it? I doubt it. Why don't you just try that today? So, as I said earlier, there are no right or wrong questions. But if we can daily ask ourselves these questions, I believe that the quality of life we live will be way, way better. Will be way better. Life is short, but life can be beautiful. It's in your hands. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. I would still be talking about stuff and how to clear off clutter. See you on the next episode. Thank you.